give already the power to the conservative and reform, that they come from America, they want to be recognized. This is what's happening in our life today. This is just recently. They have the nerve to go and guide and direct great robbers what they should do in Eretz Israel. Who knows what can happen in the future? People like this will be too many. You can imagine what will happen. Anyhow, as I said, we are to be prepared. There is Shlosha Yamim now before Kippur. Hamishi, Shishi, Shabbat is Kippur. From Rebbe, always, they had Shiva Yamim Kodim and Kippurim, Ayum of Rishin, Kohen Gadol. No more, he's not with his family. They bring him, they purify him. He has to prepare himself. One of the greatest things that a person should do for Kippur, Ikon Nikra Eloecha Yisrael. Prepare yourself. Take a book, the Mahazor, read the prayer, try to understand what he said at Avodah. Because when Shalema Farim Sepaten, when we read it, just like we are doing what the Kohen Gadol did, that how important it is who is praying Musa. He knows what he is saying. He knows the meaning. This is to the credit of our community here. They always, they want the one who says the Musa to be a Tamid Chacham. This is all the years that I'm here, from Magen David, here in Shaar HaTzion. Always the Musaf is being said, recited by a rabbi, because they will understand the meaning of it, but he has to prepare himself. Go over the Seder Avodah. Read it. There is a book called Ahodei Yaakov. Ahodei Yaakov, a great, great rabbi, who lived at the beginning of this century, in the 1900s. He was in Yerushalayim. He came from Russia, his Sephardic rabbi, and he became a great Tamid Chacham. And he wrote a book, Ahodei Yaakov, Perush, on the Mahazor, Rosh Hashanah and Kippur. Tremendous Perush. He knew the whole Gemara, Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, like put in his pocket. Every Perush that he gave, it's 100% perfect. Yaakov Garji, his name. He called it Ahodei Yaakov. It's beauty. I remember when I was a child. The rabbi came, I was 9 years old, nine and a half. The rabbi came to me and said, I have a question for you. I said, yes. So we say Hashem Melech. Hashem Malach, Hashem Imloch. He said, what's the order? There is dances here. Hove, Melech, now. Malach is past. Shem Yimloch, future. Well, that's not an order. Always they say past, present, future. Say Hashem Malach, Hashem Melech, Hashem Yimloch. Say, why it's written in this order? I thought for a while. Then I said, no, Rabbi. So what do we know? Hashem Melech is not present. So what do you mean? Melech, now. I said, no. The present is supposed to say Hashem Molech. Like Achal, Yochal, Ochel. But Melech is an adjective, title. That means he is a king. When you say he is ruling Molech. I said, very good. You have any proof to it? I'm a child, I don't know. And it was the days of the... I started thinking, and I said, yes, Rabbi. Where? So we send the Srihot, Shem Melech Shemala, we read it. After we read it, there is there a poem. Ve'ad lo asa eretz v'chutzot, Hashem Melech. Uva'achino yitzurim ale eretzot, Hashem Melech. Ve'ayet ikabez v'otim rabat v'chutzot, Hashem Melech. Said, before we created the world, he is a melech. That's the title. The Adlo Asa Eretz. But yet, he did not create the land, the earth, Hashem Melech. But when he did create one, there were people, there was, there is creation. Malach. He became, and in fact, ruling. Then, when he will bring the time of the Mashiach, Hashem Yimloch, he will rule them. They will recognize his kingdom. He went right away, he brought over the Yaakov, he took me, he kissed me, and said, read here. The exact thing that I was saying, that is an Ole Yaakov. That's how I came to know about Ole Yaakov. And as I grew up, I saw my father had the book in the house. I didn't know why. Then when I went to Israel, after I came here, I wanted to bring that book with me. I went home. My mother said, where are the books? She said, we put them in the synagogue in memory of your father. I said, darn it. Went all the market to find it. I couldn't find no Ole Yaakov, out of print. Only those that had it private already, what was. And about 10 years ago, they reprinted the book again. I got it right away. I have it home. I went, I bought it, I heard that they reprinted it, and I took it. Ahole Yaakov. Hirush on Rosh Hashanah, the prayers and Kippur. It's tremendous. Then this person has to prepare himself. I think recently it was written a special book, Seder Avodah, in English, Hirush. Explanation on it. And they know it. But now, we have to know B'ur Tefillah of every day first, before we go to the Seder, Ma'avodam. Okay, Baruch Adonai
L'Olam, Amen. They were asking before a question about Erev Kippur, all the mitzvot, like eating and drinking. They want to know why it doesn't start from the night before, Thursday night.
What, the eating?
Yeah.
Because during the night they're supposed only to learn Torah and sleep, not to eat. The eating is during the day, usually. Because every day, the eating is during the day, not during the night.
Doesn't the holiday start from the night before? Erev Kippur, Erev, it always starts from the night before, not from the morning.
No,
the day starts from the
morning. Our Shabbat starts from the morning, not from the night before.
How about Erev Chag? Any Erev Chag starts from the night before?
No. Beginning of the day is called Erev, not the night before. Okay. لحنا نعم نعشى وما نتأخذ بخوز قدس وبيخ 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 وب